What does this role mean to you? And how important do you think humanitarian work is in general?
Yeah, I think for me it means a lot. You know, it's such a huge privilege to be announced as the regional ambassador, you know, for UNICEF. I think humanitarian work is always, meant a lot to me, and it's so important, and I've always wanted to be at the forefront, you know, of the rights and well-being of children. So now I get to do it on a bigger platform.
What will be your key responsibilities and focus in this role?
Yeah, so my role is obviously focused on the 21 countries that fall under the Eastern and Southern region in Africa. So I'll be traveling and engaging with children and being an advocate for their rights, you know, and their well-being, and addressing all the matters in terms of, you know, education, lack of quality education for children, and as well, you know, the climate crisis that we've been facing, you know, getting to sit down with policymakers, decision makers in the different countries, and also helping to fundraise, you know, to meet the efforts of UNICEF.
I'm interested to find out what prepared you as an individual for this role.
I think, I've always been passionate about giving back. So I obviously started this journey, when I retired. I created my own vehicle, the Peace Foundation, you know, to be at the, you know, the front and center of helping the youth in the platforms of sport and education and life skills development. So this has been something that I've always wanted to do. So, you know, now that UNICEF approached me and they saw me as an ideal candidate to be an ambassador, just kind of amplifies, you know, the work that I want to do post my rugby playing days, you know, and I think this will be probably the greater part of my legacy going forward, to help others and, be change makers.
The things we do shape us and prepare us for the road ahead. What role does sport play in shaping the person you are today?
Yeah, I think, sport, played a key role in shaping the person that I am today. And firstly, it changed my life, and it gave me an opportunity to showcase my talent and my passion. And also taught me that when you work hard and you're determined and you're disciplined, you can achieve your wildest dream. You know, I was able to win a World Cup, and then it gave me a platform to be vocal, you know, to speak, you know, what I believe in, to obviously be part of meaningful causes. And now, you know, now I get to play that part with UNICEF. I get to be, get to use my platform for good. So I think rugby, you know, did so much for me, and I cannot even put it into words.
Here's something I find very interesting. Tendai visited Mukuru with the United Nations Children's Emergency Fund, UNICEF. What are some of the findings, or rather the things that stood out for you during that visit?
I think, you know, it was, for me, it was just humbling, and just insightful to see, you know, firsthand the amazing work that UNICEF is doing in these communities. So, you know, I got to sit down with, with some young boys and girls, and got to, actually ask them about what are the challenges that they've been facing. And, you know, the first thing was that, you know, the lack of, you know, access to quality education, and they've obviously been stuck in the lockdown, haven't had a chance to go to school, and they also don't have basic water and sanitation. So, you know, it just kind of put things into perspective why UNICEF's work is so important. But what inspired me the most is just the positivity and just the determination of the young people, that they actually just want to be in the classroom, they want to get taught, they want to grow, and they want to chase their dreams and impact their communities. So, and I got to see that firsthand, it really inspired me.
In finality, Tendai, do you anticipate that it will be challenging to ensure that decision makers lend you an ear to discuss issues around improving the lives of children in the region?
I think, you know, the need is so huge in this moment. You know, I think policymakers have to make, you know, they have to make decisions that are going to be impactful in a good way, you know, for the future of the continent. So they have to lend their ear, you know, to organizations like UNICEF, because we know that, you know, the pandemic, you know, it left a lot of damage, you know. So now for us to rebuild communities up, you know, we're going to have to focus on, you know, providing quality education to, you know, to our children. You know, we're going to have to, you know, address, you know, some of the issues that, you know, that need to be eradicated out of the communities, out of society, that are just going to progress us forward. So they have to be willing to listen to individuals like myself and other regional ambassadors that are there, you know. So, you know, climate crisis as well is a big one. So all those things will have a big part to play in where we're going in the future. So they have to listen. Yeah, they've got no choice.